I'm about to tell you a really important story in digital technology. But first, a metaphor. What if, in the middle of a friendly neighborhood game, it could be any game, a board game, blocks, pickup basketball, what if someone came along and just suddenly changed the rules? Forced you to do something you didn't want to and basically kicked you out of the game.
You're out!
What if you got so mad over this that you grabbed some elements of the game that you made and everyone was using and liberated them and just dropped out of sight? Suddenly, all the people playing the game start having problems. Uh-oh. This playground is headed for trouble. Now, this is not some silly teachable moment in a preschool somewhere. This actually happened. And the consequences were a broken internet for long enough that it raises questions about the vulnerability of all of us dependent on digital technology and especially open source programming in the language JavaScript. Azar Kuchulu, a computer programmer who wrote some software he called Kick, got ordered to give up his name or be sued by a company that claims it owns the name Kick. "Where did my freedom go?" he asked. So instead of renaming his project, Azar simply took down what he had built, along with more than 250 other software modules he had authored, or as he said in a blog post, he liberated his modules.
There is like two definitions of hacker. Like, people break stuff and they call themselves as hacker. And there is other kind of people like who build stuff. They build stuff and they call themselves hacker as well. I'm on the side of building things, not breaking things.
For him, the principle of programmers working together, connected online and for free, the open source culture had been violated. And that freedom is very dear to him. And as you'll hear, his whole life has been shaped by this open source community. Azar Kuchulu came from Turkey to the United States to work as a programmer. And I asked him to explain the kind of freedom he claims he has found as an open source developer.
So I'm a self-taught engineer. I learn everything by just reading stuff online and building things by using free resources. I wouldn't say it's American freedom or other cultures' freedom. It's just freedom in internet. In real world, if we want to build something, we need means of production, which is expensive. Only rich people can build some stuff. But in internet, you just need time for building things. We have free resources. And these free resources are human resources. There are open source contributors all over the world. I'm one of them.
And so through this internet freedom, you gained access to the United States in a way that millions of immigrants can't do.
Yeah, actually, I met an Iraqi immigrant in Turkey when I was trying to learn how to program, actually. He was illegal. He was doing programming for making his life because he didn't have a normal job, as he doesn't have work permit in Turkey. And I was like 16 years old or something. I met him online and he helped me a lot for learning programming. So it's a similar situation. Like, he came to Turkey from Iraq and he was doing programming for making his life. And now I do the same thing, but in different country.
Now, you use the phrase, "I'm liberating my modules."
Yeah.
That's kind of nice language. Is that what you are, a freedom fighter for software?
You know, I'm just a guy who's working for another private company and doing open source in the free time. But I'm aware of that. I owe my life to open source. I owe everything I have to the people who were like fighting for the rights of free software and open source. Although I'm working for private companies and I'm not a freedom fighter, I just wanted to make this decision. And I thought it's a simple decision, you know. I didn't know it's going to be a big deal.
What did you do as a response? You took these modules down, you liberated them. The reaction was, hey, all this software is screwed up. Did you, first of all, in hindsight, think that that was a smart idea, or was that maybe a little bit immature? Would you think about it maybe and do it differently if you had it to do again?
The first day, I didn't think about this at all because I was busy with other things. The second day, after like reconsidering everything, I mean, I was sorry for interrupting other people's work. You know, there is people out there like me working for another private company and their work is interrupted. So I was sorry for that. But on the other end, once the system is fixed, we have lots of good conversations about the platform itself. So I'm happy that there is constructive, good conversation about how we can build another platform which is free and everyone is happy with that.
Eventually, will Facebook and Google and Snapchat and all these corporations control the internet and make it impossible for freelancers like you to do what you've done?
I believe open source community is going to be coming up with good solutions that will satisfy people. So I'm kind of positive about the future of the community. And I don't think that corporations will have a significant impact in the future of open source.
Azar Kuchulu is a computer programmer based in Oakland.